How fun we get to fan the flames for Bibles for Asia.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them.
We can fan the flames for Bibles for Asia. $5 sends a Bible, or $100 sends 20. Go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Fan the Flames Bibles for Asia. This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. Why should you attend the Man Up Conference? There's never been a more critical time than now for men to stand up, step up, rise up, and man up. This is a rally call for men of all ages, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, who desire to grow in their manhood and masculinity, enhance their marriage and fathering skills, be better equipped as a godly man, godly husband, godly father, be more effective in the marketplace as salt and light. We'll have a special father-son workshop and rite of passage ceremony to celebrate this special Father's Day weekend. Be there.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Today, I actually have a dear friend online with me today, Justin Phillips. Welcome to the, I almost said the Man Up Show. Welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Man, I'm glad to be here, Nikita.
Well, it's great to have you here. And you know, we have been longtime friends. We go way, way, way back to when we met on a cruise ship, but really, you know what? This just kind of hit me. It was a cruise ship, but really it was more like a battleship, because it was a Christian cruise full of Christ followers who we were going to Jamaica, and we were going to step off that cruise ship and do prison ministry, school assemblies, street evangelism. We did a big crusade there, actually the largest audience to date that I had the opportunity to minister in front of, over 73,000. My tag team partner, my PPP, peak performance partner, Lex Luger was with me, but that's where we met you and your lovely bride, Randy, and your family, correct?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Yeah, and we connected, and of course, were you a fan of wrestling growing up, Justin? I'm just curious.
Oh man, I was a major fan of wrestling. My most favorite time on Sunday was 12 noon when the preacher said amen, so I can get home and watch that man, which is NWA. Do you remember when it was NWA?
NWA Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, and then we had a secondary show called Worldwide Wrestling, I think, with Bob Cottle was one of the announcers, and so you could wait for Pastor to say amen so you could get home.
Yes.
Okay, well, give me a quick favorite memory of and by the way, it doesn't have to involve me, but give me give me a favorite memory from your early wrestling days, following wrestling.
Oh man, well, you know, it is going to involve you, and it's not because you're on the phone, but you know, I love the chain match between you and Sting. I'm sure you remember that match.
Yes.
And but yeah, I don't know. It's like I think he came out of the inch away, and you just clothesline him, knocked him down, and it was just like over there.
I didn't even let him get the rig, huh?
No. It was on like Donkey Kong. So I enjoyed that.
On like Donkey Kong. I like that. I got a visual of that. There are some people out there, you know, Justin, listen to the show, they're going to go, what's Donkey Kong? They're not even going to know. That's why we have
Google
the internet.
Google Donkey Kong. You'll figure out who he is.
That's right. That's why we have the internet. And so I know you live in Greenwood, South Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Down in Greenwood. So did you ever frequent the Greenwood Civic Center for live matches, or is that what were you referring to for the Sting match, or what?
Well, actually, I saw this on TV, so TV was my main source, but I did make it to maybe two or three live matches, but we were just not able to make it to a lot of them.
I understand.
Can't remember where they were. I think one of them was in Greenwood.
Yep.
But
we did a lot of taping of those shows, the Mid-Atlantic and Worldwide Wrestling there in Greenwood. That was kind of one of, we had what we called house shows there as well, meaning it was just a regular scheduled, you know, 6-7 matches without any film crews. But there were many, many a time I can still visualize the drive from Charlotte down, getting off the Interstate 77 and driving those back roads to, there was no easy way to get to Greenwood. Let me just say that. So
there you go.
But I remember it many times. Now, I mentioned your bride, Randy. So you got your lovely wife, Randy, been married almost right at 22 years, right?
That's correct. Yes.
22 years. And you are, when we first met you, you had somewhere in the ballpark of 3-4 children, but you have expanded your family some since then.
Right. We've expanded just a little bit. So now we have 7.
Ranging from
9 months old to 19 years old.
Okay, I'm going to let that settle in for our listening audience for just a moment. Like, hang on, 9 months old to 19. That's a pretty broad spectrum there, Justin. I'm just saying. So,
yes, it's very exciting. There's never a dull moment in our house.
I would guess not. And I recall their bookend, right? You got the oldest is a girl, the youngest is a girl, and 5 boys in between, right?
Yes, 5 boys in between. Yeah,
that's amazing. And I know from past conversations, like, Randy is homeschooled on and off a lot of the kiddos. She's a nurse by trade, but you wear multiple hats. Take a minute and just share with our audience the multiple hats that you wear.
Sure. So my dad and I started a business when I was 14 back in 95, and I've been working there ever since. I bought it from him 7 years ago, but the Lord saved me when I was 18, called me into the ministry, and I've been pastoring church for 14 years. I've been pastoring the church for 14 years. During that 14 years of pastoring, I've been bivocational this whole time, now I'm a business owner. So that's kind of where I'm at this season.
Yeah. So, wow. Okay. So let me just summarize that, and then we'll segue here to get to your question, the questions you have for me. So I'm just painting this picture in my own head, and maybe our listening audience. So you're a husband. Here's the multiple hats you wear that I'm hearing. You're a husband. You're a dad. You wear the man of God hat. You're a pastor and then an entrepreneur as well. Did I miss anything?
I think you pretty much got it all.
Did I cover it? Hey, if people want to learn more about your appliance store, because I actually have one of your refrigerators sitting in my kitchen of my home, what would be, is there a website that people could check it out and see if you've got something they would need?
Sure. I mean, they can go to the website and kind of find out a little more about us, like PhillipsAppliance.com. But if they really want to know something, they just need to call me and say, look, this is what I'm looking for. You know, I'm really delighted to hear a story like yours. A gentleman came in the store actually yesterday and said, hey, I need a washer and dryer. Mine went out. He said, I purchased from you 17 years ago. So So there you go. He bought a used washer and dryer from us 17 years ago. And bought another used washer and dryer from us yesterday. And it was just, it's good to help people like that.
So. Repeat business. Phillips
yes.
Appliances or appliance?
Phillips Appliances in Greenwood, South Carolina.
All right. Well, just go on the internet. You'll find Justin Phillips. So, well, it is the Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. I appreciate you sharing a little bit of your story with us today. Let's segue and give you the opportunity to fire a question or two or three at me, and let's go for question number one.
Question number one is, I know that you are a reader, so what are your top three books that you have read? Maybe it's books that you read repetitively. Maybe it's a book that you read like once a year or once every 2 years. What are the top three books that you read?
Great question, and I do read a lot. In fact, my goal for 2023 is to read 12 books, like basically one a month, right? And by the way, I'll throw this out there while I'm thinking of it. Readers, it is said, are leaders. And so for you listening out there, if you want to be a leader, you need, as much as you detest reading, and I know a lot of people do, but if you want to be a leader, you've got to become a reader. Now, you know, we've made it easier in that there's now audiobooks, which, here's a shameless plug, I'm actually working here at Truth Radio with Robbie Dillmore, my man Richard, on my latest book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, and converting that to audio. So you're the first to actually hear that, Justin, as well as this listening audience. And once I complete that project, I want to also do Nikita or Wrestling with Success as well. And so anyway, all that said, kind of beating around the bush here, but let me get to just the numero uno, number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And that is the Bible. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't read the Bible. And typically, now don't be legalistic on me here. Now, if I do miss a day, don't be throwing me under the bus. Oh, okay, Nikita, Mr. Godly man. But I do try to be very disciplined, even if it's just one scripture. So I'm not saying I read an entire book of the Bible every day or an entire chapter, although I typically do. Even if it's just one scripture, I got to feed my spirit man. You know, we do well, many of us, by the looks of America, feeding our physical bodies. But I think there's a lot of anorexic people out there, spiritually speaking, who don't spend enough time reading their Bible. And so there's a plug right there. And as far as repetitive, I want to say this as well. The Lord challenged me. I think about 3 years ago, when I committed to reading the Bible through from cover to cover that year. And he's like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, Lord, what kind of response is that? He goes, oh, okay. So just for like this year, I'm like, okay, like what's coming next? He goes, how about if you commit? This is literally the conversation I had with the Lord. How about if you commit to reading my Bible through for the next decade, the decade of the soaring 20s. And so I committed, I made the commitment. So I have been, if you want to say, methodically going through each and every year now, the Bible. Now, I will say this for the record, I spend a lot of time in my car. And so I've got an app on my phone where I can listen to the Bible as well as literally reading it. I can listen to it as well. And so I do a lot of listening and reading to the Bible. Other books, man, Justin, there's so many good ones out there, which by the way,
I just want to interject something. That is a great tool. A lot of people really struggle reading. And I would just say it's a great tool, regardless if you're just real busy or if you struggle reading, is to actually listen to the Bible. That's a great tool. So I just want to say,
that's good. Absolutely. Take advantage. Turn your car into a university. Okay?
There you go.
So some of you spend a lot of road time, commute time to work and back. Turn your automobile into a university. And you won't even have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get educated. So there you go. So man, there's so many good books out there. So I set a goal of reading 12. I've already read 6. I'm not even halfway through the year. And I've already read 6. And so I outside of specific titles, because there's so many that fly through my mind, Justin, I'm just going to say, encourage people, in addition to the Bible being a foundational read, anything that's going to help you grow as an individual. And I'm not saying you need to go get, my book, Wrestling with Success, Developing a Championship Mentality. However, wink, 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 I've had a lot of great testimonies over the years on how that book has really helped an individual grow as an individual. There's even some examination, like you're going to examine where you're at in life. There's some ways to do that through that book, and a lot of positive, informational, motivational things you'll find in that book. But outside of a plug for me, I'm just going to tell you, there's a lot of wonderful books out there that you can pick up. And from time to time, even on my social media, I'll throw a word or two out there, a book title or two out there that may be beneficial. But I'll just summarize it to say, find something that's going to help you grow as an individual. So
there you go.
All right. Question number two.
So I don't know where we were at. I think we was in San Diego, California, and I think we stayed at this like hotel above the YMCA, which really wasn't a hotel because they didn't have air conditioner, barely had a refrigerator. And I don't know if you remember this or not. I don't even know what they call it, but they don't call it a hotel. And I went to work out with you that morning, and you kind of told me something called the circuits, how you do the circuits around these machines in the gym.
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking, hey, you know, I'm hanging out with this dude, Nikita. He's probably like, I don't know, about 80 years older now. I'm just kidding about that.
Easy. Good thing you're calling picking, in and picking, not in the just, studio. Just saying.
Just picking. But anyway, I was like, you know, I'm this young guy. I can keep up with him. I found out that I cannot keep up with you, right? But I'm on this journey myself right now. Ever since I got back from man camp, it started a journey in my life on, to take my health and wellness to a different level.
Yes, sir.
If you were to tell somebody what to do, like on a weekly basis, like if they're going to do these machines, maybe 4 machines a day, I don't know, 3 sets or whatever, what would you tell them? They're just working the machines, not actually going in there pumping iron, but working on the machines. What machines would you recommend them to do?
Great question, which, by the way, little side note, Hostel, I think, is the official name.
Hey, Hostel. I wanted to say that, but it felt hostile. It felt hostile. I felt like a hostage. But anyway.
I think we were a hostage there for a few days. But hey, we were in San Diego. Justin and I were saying, actually, we've been in business together over the years. We were out there for a nutritional conference out there. And so we just thought, hey, we're going to go to the bare minimums here. We're in San Diego. We're going to go to the bare minimums. And so I don't know how I found that place, but I'd never been to one. I'd read about them all over Europe before, and I thought, Well, let's see what it's like. Well, we found out what it was like. It was pretty bare minimum. We'll just leave it at that, right? But anyway, so to your question about, working out. So I'm 50 plus years consistently in the gym. And usually at this stage of life, 5 days a week, I'm usually in there doing upper body 2 days a week, lower body 2 days a week. And for me, yes, it is circuits. It's going around, methodically going around on a very timed basis to work out my chest, back, shoulders, biceps, triceps. I did that yesterday. And then I wrap it up with either 20 minutes of cardio at the end, or I split it up sometimes just to change it up. 10 minutes of cardio to warm up, 10 minutes of cardio at the end, and weave in those three times through that circuit, just working that upper body, and to basically duplicate that same thing with my lower body, with my legs, and again, another 20 minutes of cardio. I do upper body 2 days a week, lower body 2 days a week, and then I throw an extra day of cardio in there, and usually take the weekends off because I'm at, you mentioned Man Camp, but I also do Man Up conferences a lot of Saturdays in local churches and communities, and then preach on Sundays and do that. And so that's a very brief answer to your question. But hey, you know what? If you're listening out there and you want more advice on that, and or you want to learn more about Man Camp or Man Up conferences or where I'm at, go to koloff.net, KOLOFF.net. And actually, there's even some information in there about the nutritional company. I still pound down those drinks 15 years later, Lex and I both. It's the best nutritional product on the market, personally speaking. So anyway, all right, we got time. If you got time, I got time for one more question. If you've got time, Justin.
I have time for one more question. I'll give it to you real quick. So you have four daughters, is that correct?
You are correct. Yes, sir.
So can you give us some advice about your journey with in being a parent and being a husband? Can you give us some advice about that or some lessons on your experiences?
Yeah, time, T-I-M-E. You know, how do you spell love? T-I-M-E, okay? Some people might spell L-O-V-E, but I'm going to tell you it's T-I-M-E. And so what I focused on over the years with as I navigated the estrogen ocean, what I focused on over the years was spending quality time with every one of my children. And for those of you who are married out there, might not be a bad idea to spend some quality time with your spouse. Because in fact, if you're not familiar, a very familiar book with many, you're asking about reading books. Well, here's one. I'll throw Five Love Languages. If you've never read Gary Chapman, Five Love Languages, put that right behind the Bible reading, okay? And it's going to enlighten you to what your spouse and or your children's love language is, and even your own. You may not even know your own love language, or you may not even have known that love languages exist, but they do. Not everyone communicates the same way. Some prefer acts of service. Others prefer quality time. Some they love getting gifts or giving gifts. All right. So there's a little hint for you what the book is about. But Justin, my focus and why I believe I have a great, why my 40-year-old daughter still calls me daddy at age 40. Hey, daddy, is because I believe the quality time I spent in dating my daughters and modeling for them the husbands I hoped one day they would marry, and that they would say, I want to marry a man like my daddy. And I'm pleased to say all four girls are now married, off my payroll, and have a man that takes really, really good care of them. So I'm very thankful, very grateful, very blessed. So great question, Justin. Great questions.
Thank you, Nikita.
Well, Justin Phillips, check out philipsappliances.com down there in Greenwood, South Carolina, and Man of God. Hey, they can watch you live on Facebook too, preach on a Sunday, can't they? What's the name of the church?
So the name of the church is Broadmouth Baptist Church and my mother, who is Donna Ray Phillips, she actually does Facebook live stream, so you may find it on there. But anyway, yeah, if you want to listen and see if God will bless you, and I'm sure that he'll bless you anytime you listen to God's word,
Amen.
Listen away.
Amen. Well, you have been such a true friend. I appreciate you, and look forward to the next time I get to see you and your bride. You have a wonderful day, okay?
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank all of you out there in listening land for tuning in to another episode of Q&A with Koloff. Have an amazing, God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27th, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com and get registered today for the Holy Land Tour.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.